Welcome to another life-changing message from Hungry for God Church. For more information, please visit our website, www.h4gchurch.com.
So I'm excited. So just thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. I'm excited. I don't do this very often. So when I am up here, I definitely have a word from the Lord. And I just ask that you guys will be open to receiving what God has to say on this afternoon. So if you... Okay, here we go. If you guys can turn with me to the book of Acts. So I'll be reading from Acts 1. 1 through 8, rather. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And then I'm going to jump to Acts 2, 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. The supernatural, just look at your neighbor and say, the supernatural is real. So, just to give you guys a little history about how Superhero Sunday sort of came about, I often watch cartoons with Peyton, or cartoons are on and I'm kind of in the background but just listening. And children have the desire to move in the supernatural. They have the desire to see things come alive. They have the desire to see dead things awaken. And if we don't channel that in the right way, the enemy will channel them in. And we see it, I see it every day. Many of us work in schools or some capacity of education with children. And the enemy is very cunning, and he desires to use our children. So as parents, it's our responsibility to make sure we're cultivating the things of God within. So I'm kind of jumping a little bit, but I'm going to just allow the Holy, I have notes upon notes upon notes, but I'm just going to allow the Holy Spirit to use me. I remember one day, I told my sister this story, a few others. I remember one day, Peyton was watching a cartoon, Sophia the First. And it was an episode where Sophia was with her friends, and I think there was like a horse or something, and they were having a conversation about the horse wanted to like be in a race, and the mom told the horse that he couldn't be in the race, and Sophia told the horse, basically, paraphrasing, you're your own person. You've got to do what your heart tells you to do. Basically, don't listen to your mother. If your heart is telling you to be in the race, although the mother told the horse not to be in the race because he had hurt himself the previous race. But Sophia the First was telling him, don't listen to your parents. Do what your heart tells you to do. So in a small, cunning way, the enemy is sowing seeds of disobedience. Sowing seeds of disobedience. Because basically Sophia is telling the horse, don't listen to your parents. Do whatever your heart tells you to do. So the point that I'm making is, if we're not careful, and if we're not attentive to what our children are watching, what our children are listening to, there's an open gate. that the enemy would love to have access to. So it's our responsibility, both as natural parents as well as spiritual parents. Just because you haven't given birth to a child, that doesn't mean that God hasn't given you the responsibility to be a role model or to help raise, right? Because we're a community. We're moving as one. So if we're moving as one body, it's not just my responsibility as a natural parent, but it's your responsibility as well. But I just wanted to just give that little story real quick, just to show you how cunning the enemy can be. So I'm going to go back to the scripture. I'm going to go back to 3. No, I'm going to go back to 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So during our Monday nights, or our Monday gatherings, there were countless people that were delivered. And I mean, this was real live deliverance. People being set free that were demon possessed. Individuals that were healed, came in with broken bones, were on crutches. By the time they left, they were walking. I remember there was one individual that was literally on his way to commit suicide. He walked past the church, felt the power of the Holy Spirit, which drew him inside of the doors. And immediately, that spirit of suicide was broken off. He received Christ that night and was filled with the Holy Spirit. So the power of the Holy Spirit has the ability, literally, to heal, to change lives. But first, we have to be on one accord to receive it, right? And that's what the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about the fact that when the day of Pentecost had fully came, the people were all on one accord. So they were sitting and they were waiting and they were anticipating this move. Many times we get so caught up in, God, am I worthy? God, can you use me? God, what is it that you would have for me to do? God isn't necessarily looking for the most intellectual person. He's not necessarily looking for the most articulate person. And that's the very reason that he desires for our children to move in the supernatural. Because they're a pure vessel. He's looking for a united people. People with a heart to see greater works. And his love displayed on earth through us. Miracles displays God's love and his grace towards us. It's going to be us that's going to really show people who God is. It's through us that people experience love. It's through us that people experience the grace of God. And it's through us that people will experience signs, healings, miracles, wonders. It's through us. But are we ready? God's Holy Spirit makes us strong in the areas that we're weak. Christ made it clear that the Holy Spirit is connected with power. The Greek word translated power as dunamis. It's translated power, mighty work, strength, miracles, might, virtue. And it's the same Greek root word which modern English words like dynamic and dynamite comes from. We as a church, we have access to power. We want our children growing in the things of God, understanding from an early age that they don't necessarily have to fit into this world. That it's okay to be separate. It's okay to be a little awkward. It's okay to be a little strange. God desires to use us. And if he's going to use us, we have to be a little different, right? We have to be a little different, and that's okay. During the time of trouble, there's a way of escape. And sometimes we may not necessarily understand what God is setting us up for. But he desires again to use us. I want to really put emphasis on the fact that God desires to use every one of us. There's no big God. There's no small God. There's one God. And the same God that uses Pastor, the same God that uses me, the same God that uses each and every, it's the same God, and he desires. We have the ability, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to be used by God. So, I'm going to go into the 3 points that I believe will help us experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And again, there's different levels. So just because you received one filling, there's another level. There's a deeper level. And today, although I have experienced the infilling of the Holy Spirit, I desire to be filled again. I desire for a deeper level of Christ. So first, there's a level of expectation. While in the upper room, which was simply a prayer meeting, so this was before the day of Pentecost had came. Jesus' disciples, I believe his mother was there, and there was, where I did a little research, and it showed that there was about 120 people in the upper room. And during this time in the upper room, they were sitting in this room, maybe a room that looked pretty similar to, maybe a room that kind of looked a little similar to this room, but they were sitting with a level of expectation. They were sitting with a level of expectation. How many of us are sitting with a level of expectation for God to do something miraculous today, on this afternoon? I am. So they waited with the spirit of expectation. I think sometimes our Pentecostal circles may be missing an important spiritual discipline that was the backbone for ushering in the Pentecostal experience. Jesus commands the apostles to wait. This is the only time in the New Testament the Greek word to wait is found. So you know what it means in the Greek to wait, just to sit still. To wait means to do nothing, to sit still. Sometimes we wait and God may give us moans and groans and prayers, but we're sitting and we're waiting to hear the direction in which God wants to take us. Sometimes we can become so busy with doing the things of God that we don't even hear him. And we're doing things that God has never called us to do. So, to wait doesn't mean to go. Right? To wait means to sit still. Because Jesus told them to wait and not to leave Jerusalem as of yet. They were getting antsy, right? So sometimes when we're in this waiting period, we can get a little antsy. So the people wanted to leave out of the room and they wanted to go into Jerusalem because they knew that something was about to happen. But he wanted them to wait. So, this was his command. So they sat waiting with the spirit of expectation. While waiting, they prayed. So while they were in this room waiting, they were praying, right? So we have to pray until we see what it is we're praying for manifest on the earth. Sometimes we pray and then we go. But sometimes God wants us to pray and to wait. Right? So we've got to pray into what it is we desire to see. So if it's signs, miracles, and wonders that we desire to see, then we've got to pray into that. Right? So prayer unites the church. It's truly Pastor's heart that we not only be a worshiping house, but also a house that also prays. Prayer backbone of the church. We can't make any strategic moves without prayer. You shouldn't make any decisions in your life without prayer. I'm going to say it again. Some of us are wondering why we're going around in circles, but we haven't prayed. We haven't seeked the Lord. We haven't asked God for guidance. So we wander around, right, frustrated because we haven't prayed, because we haven't waited. Woo. God gives us answers. The answers that we need are during the secret time that we spend in God, we spend with God. So during our prayer time, so all those unanswered questions, all those things that we're wondering about, trying to figure out, God answers those prayers in our secret time spent with Him. Prayer is intimacy with God. When the church prays together, we become closer with God, which then fosters unity. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Prayer is intimacy with God, right? So when the church, like what we just did, when we pray together, we become closer to God. And when we can become closer to God, then we can then foster unity. But we can't foster unity until we become closer with God. So my last point, unity. Unity is established when you connect to a vision. So the people that were in the upper room, they were connected to a vision. They were all there for one purpose. And the purpose was they were waiting for the Holy Spirit. Right? So they connected to that one vision. The Bible describes what happened on the day of Pentecost as they were all on one accord. They all connected to one vision. They all wanted to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. You can't do something in the house that's separate from the vision of the leader, because that causes division. It causes frustration. When we move like that, again, it causes division. We want to be a united house, moving as one with one vision. This then creates an atmosphere that is conducive for the Holy Spirit to dwell, right? Because God can't dwell where there's confusion. Where there's confusion and bickering and moaning and all of those things, we're distracted. So we're not focused on the Holy Spirit. So we say with our mouths that we desire to see miracles, signs, and wonders, but if we're all distracted, then there's no way that we're going to experience the miracles, signs, and wonders of God. So, to have an upper room experience in the sense that we're looking for God to move, we must first do our part. So what's our part? Does anyone know what our part is? Yeah, go ahead. So what's our responsibility? Our responsibility is to wait on God, to figure out exactly, Lord, because God is so amazing that when we wait on God, God will literally tell us who to go to and who to minister to. I've had it happen numerous occasions, people that I wasn't even necessarily thinking about, people that weren't necessarily in my spirit at the time, and God led me to that person. Not knowing that maybe they had, you know, a situation in their lives, finances, or they weren't feeling well, or maybe not even necessarily them. Maybe someone in their family wasn't feeling well. But when we wait on God, God directs our path. He directs our path. So we've got to wait. We've got to pray into the Holy Spirit. And we've got to be united. Right? So I want us all to stand. So I have this thing I didn't make it up, but it's called the I do, we do, and you do, right? Yeah. So I did sort of lay the foundation, right? Now we as a body, are going to begin to pray into exactly what it is we want to see. I know I'm going a little bit out of what our, but I feel the Holy Spirit. So, if we can just hold hands. Because I am looking for miracles, signs, and wonders on this afternoon. And I want the glory of the Lord to continue to dwell in this place. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your Spirit, oh God. We thank you for your presence that is here abiding even now, Father God. We ask, Father God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will enter the hearts of men, oh God, that are willing to receive, oh God. We desire, Father God, to be used by you, Father God. So we ask, Father God, that your glory, hallelujah, that your Holy Ghost power, oh God, that your Holy Ghost power will fill, oh God, each and every one of us, oh God. We desire, oh God, for another filling of your Holy Ghost, oh God, so that we can move, Father God, in signs, miracles, and wonders, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, that on the day of Pentecost, oh God, when they were all on one accord, oh God, that you poured out your Spirit, oh God, and there was an utterance of tongues being spoken, oh God, that miracles happened, oh God, signs and wonders, oh God. We desire more of you, oh God. We desire, oh God, your supernatural power, Holy Spirit. We can't move, we can't breathe, oh God. We can't do anything, oh God, unless we put you first, oh God, unless you're leading us, Father God. So, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would fill us. Can we just begin to cry out to the Lord? Can we begin to cry? It's not about me. It's not about me. But can we begin to open up our mouths and cry out to the Lord? Can we begin to ask the Lord to fill us again, Father God? Fill our hearts, oh God. Fill our spirits, oh God. Give us new tongues, oh God. We thank you, Father 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 God. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the Holy Ghost empowers us, oh God, to do things, oh God, that we wouldn't naturally be able to do, oh God, in our own will, oh God. But it's through your power, oh God. It's through your might, oh God. We desire, oh God, to be used by you, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, God. Every dry place, oh God. Every dry place, oh God, in our lives, oh God. We ask, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We desire more of you, oh God. More of your Spirit, oh God. More of your power, oh God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, oh God. When you died for us, oh God, you promised, oh God, that you would leave your Holy Spirit, oh God. And you said, greater works shall we do, oh God. And we desire, oh God, to move, oh God, into greater works, oh God. The greater works, oh God, as you performed, oh God, on this earth, oh God. Miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. We ask, oh God, for that same power. We ask for that same power. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we wait on you, oh God. As we wait with expectancy, oh God. As we pray into this, oh God. And as, oh God, we unite as one, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would release your Holy Ghost power on us, oh God. And we thank you, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as our children, oh God, are getting ready to come up, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would empower them, oh God, with your Holy Spirit, oh God, that they would move, that they would experience, oh God, the supernatural things of you, oh God, that they would experience, oh God, miracles, signs, and wonders all this afternoon, Father God. We thank you for your glory, oh God. We thank you for your glory, oh God. We thank you for the prayers that have been praying into this day, oh God, so that we can experience more of you, oh God, more of your glory, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We tear down, oh God, every thought, oh God, of division that may creep into our minds and our hearts, oh God. But we ask, Father God, that we would be on one accord in all this afternoon, oh God. We want to see your supernatural glory, oh God. We want to see your supernatural power, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. So right now, we're going to ask the children that have prayers to come up. And we're going to continue to pray into this atmosphere. We're going to continue to pray into this atmosphere.
Father, we honor you, glorify you, and exalt your name. May your love, power, and spirit continue to fill our hearts as we follow you all the days of our lives. Thank you for your promise of the Holy Spirit and the power that is given to us. We continue to give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your power and spirit that gives us insight to your kingdom. May your presence continue to fill our heart and mind as we praise you. As we move as one, continue to release your power and love in this place in Jesus' name. We pray.
Everyone that is here, God, I pray that we will cover us with your blood. God, I pray for the kids that are here. God, I pray for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in the kids and adults that are here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes another life-changing teaching from Hungry for God Church. For social media updates and more teachings from our pastors and leaders, please visit our site, h4gchurch.com.